I pray, Father, that you'd direct me today. Help me to say just the right things at the right time. Lord, I can't do it without thee, Lord. I pray, Father, that you'd bless your word. I pray it wouldn't return void, but establish that which you please. And I thank you for what you're going to do, and I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And I'm sure this is going to ruffle a lot of feathers. A lot of people's going to be mad at me. A lot of people don't understand and think I'm some kind of a race monger or a hate monger. But this Bible's all you're going to get this morning is what this book says. Now, you can believe it or you can throw it out. That's up to you. But I'm going to give you what the book says, this authorized King James Bible. Now, the first thing is a homogenized race is called integration. Are you listening to me? I want you to listen very closely. Homogenized race is called integration. Homogenized religion is called ecumenicalism. Homogenized society is called socialism or communism. These three go together, and it's a one-way street of no return. You know what homogenized milk is? That's milk that's had the butter fat so thoroughly blended that it will never be separated again. Now, I'm afraid that this is the state of our country now. The reason this is the state of our country, because you preachers out there listening to me hadn't been preaching what this book says about segregation and integration. Now, I've been saved since I was about 10 years old. That's over 40 years. Now, I hadn't been living for the Lord all that long, but I've heard a lot of preachers preach since I've been right with the Lord. And I want to tell you something. I've heard three messages on segregation and integration all that time, and never in a church. It's always been on tapes or something. So the only thing we as Christians can do is teach our children what the Bible says about this very important subject. David Livingstone, great missionary to Africa in the 1800s, said, now listen, this is David Livingstone. He lived in Africa. He lived around the black man. Said, God made the white man white because he wanted him white. And he wants him kept white. God made the black man black because he wanted him black, and he wants him kept black. The devil made the mulatto. That's a mixture. God is a separatist. Did you hear me? God is a separatist. He discriminates. That is, he isn't brainwashed by the TV. He knows that there's a difference between the races. God separated the races. I'm talking about the God of this King James Bible. Pick it up and read it sometime. You'll be amazed what you'd find in it. God separates the races. The devil has been trying to put them together. Everything God does, the devil tries to do the opposite. All right, we want to look at some places where God does to separate him. The Sephites and the Canaanites, were divided by God in Genesis 4. There was a mark set upon Cain because he killed Abel. Did you ever think that maybe that mark could have been Cain was turned black? Listen, somebody had to be black in order to be on Noah's Ark. And it had to be Ham's wife. Think about that a little while. In Genesis 6, God separated Noah and his family from the rest of the world because of the wickedness that was going on in the world. He separated the three sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, in Genesis chapter 9. They were supposed to go in three different directions. However, some of them didn't. Some of them stopped on the plain in the land of Shinar and tried to get everyone to integrate. Guess who settled in the land of Shinar? Nimrod, the grandson of Ham. Because of that, God had to separate the races again in Genesis chapter 11. Then in Genesis 12, God separated Abraham from the Shemites and told him he would make of him a great nation. He blessed Abraham and gave him a specific place on the earth, in Israel. Abraham's wife, Sarah, couldn't have any children, so she gave her Egyptian bond slave, that's part Hamite, to Abraham so he could have a son. Later on, Sarah conceived and had Isaac. God told Abraham to listen to Sarah and cast out the bondwoman and her son, Ishmael. He cast out the bondwoman and her son, Ishmael. She didn't have any business doing that to start with, and Abraham didn't have any business going along with her. Whenever he first took that part Hamite to be his wife, when Isaac was ready for a wife, Abraham sent for one back to his kindred. And this is what he said. Listen, Genesis 24:3. Thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites. Part Ham. Genesis 24:3. The children of Israel, listen, here's another case. I'm giving you what the Bible says. Just take Genesis and start reading out through there. That's all you have to do. The children of Israel were bond slaves for over 400 years in Egypt. During that time, there were no intermarrying with the Egyptians. After they were separated from the Egyptians, God gave specific instructions to Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 7 about intermarrying with the part Hamites in Canaan. Deuteronomy 7:3. Neither shalt thou make marriages with them, talking about the Egyptians who were part Hamites. Neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Thy daughter shall not give unto his son, nor his daughter shalt thou take unto thy son. That's what the book says. You believe what the book says? About 1,000 years later, the children of Israel had disobeyed God and intermarried with the Hamites. In Nehemiah 13:23-28, Nehemiah hit and rebuked them. He said in 13:25, and I contended with them and cursed them and smote certain them and plucked off their hair and made them swear by God, saying, you shall not give your daughters unto their sons, nor take their daughters unto your sons or for yourselves. There's nothing in the Old Testament that says for the races to get together. Instead, separation is plainly taught. All right, let's look in the New Testament and see what God thinks about segregation and integration. Someone out there right now is wanting to quote me the verse about God not being a respecter of persons. Well, God didn't say he wasn't a respecter of races. He said he wasn't a respecter of persons as far as salvation is concerned. The context of Acts 10:34 is salvation for the Gentiles. Notice the word he in verse 35. He is talking about an individual, not nations. Acts 10:34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. Verse 35. But in every nation, he that feareth him, worketh righteousness, is accepted with him. Same holds true in Romans. Romans 2:10. But glory, honor, and peace to every man, a man there, that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. Notice it says man, not nations. Verse 11. For there is no respect of persons with God. God does respect nations. He picked Israel above the rest of the nations of the world. That's what it says. That's what he did. I'm not being a Ku Klux Klansman or a skinhead or or any of these other guys around here. I'm telling you what the book says. If you believe the Bible, you've got to believe what I'm telling you. Now, before we go too far in the New Testament, let's see where the races come from. When God separated Noah and his three sons from the world, he flooded the whole world, killed everyone except for eight people. Noah, his wife, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and their wives. Now, everybody was dead, but eight people. Now listen, the ark settled on the mountains of Ararat. This is in the middle of three continents. Everyone in the world came from these three men. Shem. If you look up in a regular encyclopedia, you'll see that each one is categorized in the threes. Shem is Mongoloid. Ham is Negroid. Japheth is Caucasian. Did you get that? Now we're going to look at the Bible and see which way they went. Get you a map and you look up the names. Number one, Shem, Genesis 2:21. Bible says, "And the Shem also, the father of all the children of Eber, the brother of Japheth the elder, even to him were children born. And their dwelling was from Mesha, as thou goest unto Shephar, a mile of the east." Note, the descendants of Shem went east. East from Mount Ararat. The purest form of the Shemites are the people of central China or Japan. Now, their variations, like a variation of everything else, the Indians and so forth, are interracial marriages back then, but they didn't have any business doing that. They weren't supposed to. Shem's personality traits. They're introspective. That is, they look inward. Honorable, have an honorable and sense of duty. They're blessed. All the major religions that's in account come from Shem. They're spiritual. Genesis 9:26 says, "And he said, Blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant." Their temptation is the pride of life. Alright, racial characteristics. The racial characteristics of Shem is straight black hair. The eyelid is tucked down close to their nose. Their skin color is light brown and their face is round. That's the racial characteristics. You got Ham next. Ham's in Genesis 10:6. "And the sons of Ham, Cush, Mishraim, Put, and Canaan." Notice, if you look up these names in the maps in the back of your Bible, I'll get you a good map that time, your biblical time, you'll see that they go south to Africa. In Psalms 105:23-27 and 106:22 says, "Egypt is the land of Ham." Egypt is northern Africa. Cush is Ethiopia. The purest form of the Hamites is in Central Africa. Their personality traits, they're fleshy. They have a sex problem. Listen, don't get mad at me. I'm telling you what, if you lived around them for a while, you know. If you talk to them, you know. They're the best servants in the world. Genesis 9:26 says Canaan will be Shem's servant. Genesis 9:27 says Canaan will be Japheth's servant. Genesis 9:25, "And he said, Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be in his brethren." Note, it says a servant of servants is like a king of kings, or the top king. Ham's descendants make the best servants. He's cursed because of what Ham, his father, did. See Genesis 9:20-27. Canaan is cursed because Ham's sin had to do with his seed. And God had already blessed Ham, so he got Canaan. Genesis 9:1. "And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth." He blessed Noah and his son. That's the reason he couldn't curse Ham. All right, listen. The racial characteristics. Completely black, except for the palms of their hands and the bottoms of their feet. They have black, kinky hair. Their eyelids are heavy. Their nostrils are spread out. Their lips are thick. And Ham is a younger son. Genesis 9:24. Listen. And Noah woke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done unto them. Their temptation is lust of the flesh. All right, let's look at Japheth. Japheth, Genesis 10:2. The sons of Japheth, Gomer and Magog and Madai and Javan and Tubal and Meshach and Tyrus. These names show that Japheth's descendants go north and northwest. They're Europeans. The personality traits. In Genesis 9:27, the Bible says, God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. Note, the Europeans are world travelers. All the great explorers were Europeans. Vasco da Gama, Marco Polo, Christopher Columbus, Sir Francis Drake, etc., the rest of them. Japheth dwelt in the Shem, in the tents of Shem. That's American Indians. Japheth is the oldest of his brothers. The older brother looks after the younger ones. That's what's going on in the world today. I mean, look at it. You're not going to get away from this book. That's all there is to it. Most of the missionaries come from Japheth. I mean, you believe what you want to, but that's what's happened. Most of the missionaries care about the elder brother cares about the younger brothers. Japheth wants to see his younger brothers get saved. Genesis 10:21. And the Shem, also the father of Eber, the brother of Japheth the elder. He's the elder brother. Racial characteristics. I'm telling you what the book says and telling you exactly what's going on in this world. The racial characteristics of Japheth, the Europeans, that's the way they went. Well, that Noah says they have a long face, light, thin hair, thin lips, blue eyes. The purest form is a tall, white-haired German. And then, you know, they went up that way. They all went north from Mount Ararat. That's Europe, all Europeans. We come from the Americans from Europeans are white, as the white race. You come from Japheth. The temptation, the lust of the eyes, wanting things, always wanting things, what to see. Listen, all three smell different, their hair is different, and you can plainly see, if you look, they look different. They act different and everything else. They're different. God separated the races. All right, let's look at the New Testament, see if integration is scriptural. Jesus sent the 12 disciples to Israel only. Israel only. You hear me? He didn't go to no Gentile to start with. Matthew 10:5. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not in the way of the Gentiles. Go not in the way of the Gentiles. You hear me? And into any city of the Samaritans. They were mixed. There were mixed Gentile and Jew. In any city of the Samaritan, enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Okay, the next reference is where Jesus wouldn't help a woman of Canaan, who was part Ham, because he was sent only to Israel. That is, until she showed her humility and faith. In Matthew 15:23, listen to what it says. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Rachel, sent to his own people there, start with. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. You know what he called her? He called her a dog. A Gentile dog. See? Listen to what she said. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs, either the crumbs, would fall from the master's table. Some of you would have bowed up at him, got mad at him, if he'd have said that to you, and called him a bigot and everything else, wouldn't it? But she didn't. You know what happened when she didn't? Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. All right, let's look at another place. In the book of Acts, there's a verse that everybody quotes as part, they quote part of it to teach integration. In Acts 17:26, And hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell upon the face of the earth. Now they always stop right there. But here's the rest of the verse. And hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. They've got bounds of their habitation. Right here, all One World International Socialists stop at the comma. And they declare that since we're all one blood, it's all right to integrate in every way. In civil relations, social relations, sex, marriage relations. Of course, most wants to stop with sex and marriage. In this country here, you know. But if you start on that road, you can't stop. Somebody's going to run over you. God set the bounds of their habitation. He divided the people just like he did in Deuteronomy 32, verses 7 and 8. The reason for this is so people will seek the Lord. Look at Acts 17:27. That they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. Now, I'm sure some of you right now are wanting to quote Galatians 3:26 and 28. Well, let's look at these verses. Galatians 3:26, For we are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. All people, though, are not the children of God. Only those who receive Jesus Christ by faith. The others are children of the devil. Spiritually speaking, the saved, black, white, whatever, are one in Christ Jesus. Physically, they still are Jew. If they're a Jew, they're still a Greek. They're still bond. They're still a slave. If they lost slavery going on right now in the world. You knew that, didn't you? Y'all get your head out of TV and look around, read something, see what's going on. Bond or free, male or female, there's still a distinction between male and female. At least last time I looked. Some people don't think they are. They're still black and white. These physical distinctions last as long as we're in this flesh. And anyone who's received Jesus Christ as our Savior is my brother in the Lord. However, that doesn't mean I'm willing to go along with the devil and say it's all right for the races to intermarry. Now, some of you saying he's prejudiced, he's a bigot, KKK, white supremacist. No, I'm not saying any of those things. Listen, all I'm saying is this. The races are different. God made them different. God divided the races. And if you're trying to put them together, you're sin against God because you're working for the devil. All the people of different races have a soul. And if any of them die without Jesus Christ, they'll burn in hell forever. You should love them enough to witness to them, pray for them, but do not integrate with them. That's all I'm trying to say. Now, whether you take this as the truth or not, that's your problem. But I'm going to tell you right now, God is a separatist. And when you go against what God does, you are sinning against a holy God, and you will pay for your sins. So then, every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. All right, thank you for listening. And if any of you would have any comment or anything you'd like to say about this, be feel free to write me.